women's soccer coach at Rhodes College, and you're listening to the SCAC Media Day.
You're listening to 2011 SCAC Women's Soccer Media Day. Sam, joined by Rhodes College head women's soccer coach Joe Varian. Coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Russell, my pleasure.
Coach, you head into this preseason, your third season at the helm of the Lynx. Just, you know, take me through your mindset as we get ready to start another year.
Well, obviously, I can't believe it's already been 3 years as well. But the mindset is good. We've got a good senior core that's coming back. They've been playing for us, you know, for about 3-4 years. I also feel like I'm in mentally a much comfortable spot. I've figured out the paperwork, the soccer side of things, and the organization of it. And so we're excited for the season that's coming upon us.
Coach, last year you guided the Lynx to an 8-9-1 record, 5-4-1 in conference play. You closed the year out really strong with a 3-1-1 record over those last five games. Just talk about what the team learned over the course of last season.
A lot of it was growth. We had a very, very challenging front part of our schedule, which prepared us for a more challenging schedule in conference. I think the girls found a way to compete. They found a way to decide that they wanted to win games late. And a lot of those games that we found ourselves on the wrong side of the score, we still played well, or it was one or two goals. So I think the big thing for it was it's a big growth process, especially when you lose games. Those are the ones that you look back and kind of reflect and look at and see where you need to make some changes. So I think we learned a fair amount about competing and finding ways to win games last season.
Coach, you talk about that growth process, and you mentioned the big senior class. I know that doesn't hurt at all. You have 8 seniors returning. Talk about this group, the way you've seen them grow and mature over the past few years, and what they'll really bring to this club, especially in terms of leadership.
Yeah, this group's very special to me because I came in with them. I'm pretty much a freshman when they were a freshman. I came in as Bobby's assistant that year, and that year was a magic ride for us, you know, winning the conference and going to the national tournament. So, you know, all the classes are obviously very important to me, but this one I've got a little bit of a different connection to, and also a little bit of a unique transition going from that assistant to being the head position. With that being said, out of that group, like I said, a lot of them played a fair amount of minutes the last 3 years for us. We've had some juniors in there as well, too, that have played a large amount of minutes for us. So it's been great watching them grow as soccer players. It's been even better watching them grow as young women, and I'm excited because I know once they kind of finish here at Rhodes, they're just going to be top-notch kids, and they're going to have a major, major impact in whatever they do.
Coach, as I look at last season, 22 goals in 18 games, what do you need to do to become a little bit more consistent on the offensive end of the pitch? I know you do return your top 6 scores from a season ago. That has to be something to help and to look forward to.
Yeah, it certainly does help, and obviously gives us a positive outlook with that. You know, obviously the big thing for us is going to have to be able to score goals. Last year, that was definitely a major draw back on the team. As we'd be in good spots and we'd either push the ball wide or we'd miss it or something like that. So, you know, now the expectations with them being returners and with them being upperclassmen is for them to handle those pressure situations and, you know, block out all that stress and all the worries and just let their technique take over. I think that's going to be a big aspect for us is for the girls just to be able to play and enjoy it. And, you know, like I said, we do return a fair amount of them, so I'm happy with it. But, you know, that's going to be the big thing, and as it always is with soccer, is if you get that one chance, you just can't squander it, and you got to find a way to put the ball in the back of the net.
Coach, what surprised you most about your group as preseason's gotten underway?
The big thing for us is we took that international trip. We went to Spain for 10 days, and the amount of camaraderie the girls have now, it truly brought us together as a better group. I've been super impressed with the girls' determination and work rate, and also their ability to integrate our freshman class. So, you know, right now I feel like with it being early in our practices, right now our top things are team chemistry. The girls get along very well, they play well, and they're also able to compete with each other in a healthy way. And they're able to flip that switch when they turn around and go into the locker room after training.
Coach, talk a little bit more about that international trip that you were able to take with your team. Obviously, a really special experience, not only developing your girls as soccer players, but also, you mentioned it, really maybe even more so playing a part in terms of gelling and bringing this team together closer in chemistry-wise.
Yeah, obviously the advantage is we were able to come in a little bit early for it, get some extra training. We played 3 games when we were over there. So, you know, at first I was a little hesitant being in a foreign country with 21 young girls, but like I said, we got a special group. They had an absolute blast, and they really found out a lot more about each other, you know, being on that bus and in a foreign country with each other and not only just kind of spending the time together, but it really, like I said earlier, I think it brought us together as a group. You know, it has really given us a good kickoff and a certain special start to this season.
Again, you're listening to the 2011 SCAC Women's Soccer Media Day. Sam, I'm joined by Rhodes Head Women's Soccer Coach Joe Varian. Coach, one of the things that looking forward to the 2011 SCAC soccer season is the return of the SCAC tournament at the end of the year to decide the conference champion and get that NCAA automatic bid into the postseason tournament. Talk about the excitement of the SCAC tournament and then the possibility of obviously meeting in Birmingham with the top 6 seeds and playing for that title.
Yeah, I'm incredibly excited about it. One, because I feel like it's just a fantastic atmosphere when you get into that conference tournament. I also think it helps us break the season into steps, because now you've got goal one is to qualify for the tournament, goal two is to make your way through that tournament, and ultimately, you know, goal three is to try to get into the national tournament. I think it's going to make the league ultra competitive, because now, you know, when it was round robin, if you dropped 1 or 2 games, you were on the outside looking in. And now, you know, you drop 1 or 2 games, you still got something to fight for. You're trying to fight and get into that 6th spot, and then you just it allows you to continue that dream. It allows you that opportunity, that second chance, and also allows you a second chance at some of the teams that you only saw last year one time. So I can't be more excited about it. I think it's going to create a more of a buzz through the season. And I think ultimately, if you know the teams that do make it into Birmingham, that I think there's just going to be a great energy on that campus for that weekend.
Coach, you talked about that huge senior class that you have. On the flip side, talk about your freshmen that you've brought in. Do you feel like you have some girls that can really help make an impact on the team this year, and how are they adjusting to the collegiate level of soccer?
I'm really excited about our freshman class. We've got a handful of girls that are going to push for playing time. We've got 1 or 2 that may find themselves in that starting role with things. It really depends. I think the adjustment, like you said, is going to be a big thing for them. Now that we're kind of settling into classes and a little bit more into our normal practice routine, I think you can see them relax a little bit with it as well. On the other side of it is, you know, being a bigger class with it as well, too, it's created more and more competition against the team. You know, so they may not even be battling for some playing time, but now they've caused a lot of our other girls to really kind of step things up, and it's really opened their eyes, and it creates motivation. We've got one of the largest teams that we've had, and so, you know, it's going to be interesting kind of with the competition that we have among the girls throughout the season.
Coach, what's the toughest thing you face as a head coach in the SCAC?
Well, on our team is, for us right now, is going to be selecting our top 11, figuring out who that is. We've got a fair amount of depth, and for us it's going to be who's the best chemistry and trying to figure things out. Along the conference is just surviving our conference play. I mean, you talk about top to bottom, you don't have an easy game. Then you throw in anywhere from, you know, 6 to 7 hour bus rides. And, you know, luckily for us, we're in the center of things, so that shortens a little bit of the travel. But it's player management, game management. But I love that aspect of it. The conference is ultra competitive. Like I said, we don't have a weekend off, and everybody's fighting to get into that tournament, and I wouldn't want it any other way.
Coach, you said it yourself, you don't take a weekend off, top to bottom in this league. Everyone will be fighting to get into that SCAC tournament. What makes the SCAC, you know, without question, one of the most competitive leagues in women's soccer around Division III?
I think it's a testament to the head coaches that are around the conference. You know, everybody is ultra competitive. Everybody's trying to build their program to be at the top of the conference and to make their way into the national tournament. We don't have any teams that are, you know, that are 6-7 rollover goals in a game, you know. So that is a testament to the head coaches and their drive and their willingness to put in the work on the recruiting side of things. And you know, that's the hard part of the job, and that's the gritty part of the job. But everybody across the board in the conference, they do that. And you know, and it's also a great group of coaches. They're a lot of fun. The schools are obviously very similar academically, similar size wise, and I think that's where a lot of the competition comes from. You know, the schools are very similar. We pull from, you know, kind of the same clubs for the fair amount of it, and so I think that's where you get some of the even keel of the conference.
Finally, Coach, the 2011 Rhodes women's soccer team will be a success if what happens?
I think if we play consistently and we play at a consistent high level, that's going to be the big thing for us. Like I said, we've got a lot of talent, and right now we're waiting for a couple of our girls to step up and seize those positions. And once we get kind of our leadership organized and we get the girls playing at the high level and we can keep them at the high level, I think we'll find success.
Rhodes Heads women's soccer coach Joe Varigan. The Lynx open up their 2011 campaign September 3rd at home against Olivet. Coach, thanks again so much for your time and best of luck as you move forward throughout the year.
I appreciate it. Thank you.